I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joining me right now to talk about his team's draw, to talk about his team's season. He's in his second year at his alma mater, TCU. TCU, a sixth seed in the Midwest, and the Horned Frogs don't know who they're going to play in their first game yet as they draw the winner of Arizona State and Syracuse. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more here in just a second with the head coach of the Horned Frogs, Jamie Dixon, joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. Coach, how are you?
Great, Sean. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's great to have you on the show. Congratulations on a nice regular season and a sixth seed in the Midwest. And I want to talk about that, and I want to talk about the season in just a second. But I want to go back to last season. This time last year, you guys were getting ready for what wound up being a successful NIT tournament run where you guys won the NIT. And I'm curious what the carryover was like for your team from that NIT championship last year into what's been a nice season for you guys this year.
Well, no question, it helped a lot. I mean, it was five extra games with a young team. We were able to play on the road. We'll get a big win at Iowa, an unbelievable atmosphere. Then he played two neutral games in the Garden. And so it's about playing through, getting into game 39, staying focused, staying healthy, and trying to get better even as you get that late in the season. And we did that, and that was something that we're looking to do this year as well. So it was huge, and it was a great step for our program, and now this is the next step to the tournament and winning some games.
Yeah, no question about that. I want to talk about the regular season a little bit with you, Coach. You lose Jalen Fisher, who, of course, is kind of the, you know, he was the guy that made you go early in the season. What was the impact of that injury, and specifically, kind of the facing the, your team's ability to kind of overcome that adversity?
Well, the sad part is that we were able to prepare ourselves, but we had lost him last year too. In the NIT, so we played without him. And then this summer, he got hurt right before he went on our trip, and he got hurt, and we played without him then, too. So with that said, it happened the year we were practicing and just getting him back in the mix, changing some things around, and then he goes down. So just constant state of flux, really adjustments, different rotations, but at the same time, we had guys step up, so you know, it's hard to get better and figure things out when you lose a point guard like that. But we did, and proud of our guys for how they handled it.
Yeah, one of the guys who's really stepped up, and we're talking to Jamie Dixon, head coach at TCU. TCU, a sixth seed in the Midwest in the brackets that came out. Kenrich Williams, you're averaging nearly a double-double, and a guy who's really been a horse for you guys, averaging over 36 minutes a game. Can you speak to the impact that he's had for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, he's a remarkable player. I mean, almost a remarkable story, too, really, when you think about it. He was under-recruited, obviously wasn't recruited. No Division I offer, come out of high school, goes to a junior college, ends up at TCU, and has totally changed his game. He's become a jump shooter, a guy that can make threes. He wasn't a shooter at all. always had a knack of rebounding, so now he becomes a double-double guy. But again, just you talk about trying to get guys better, improve, see their development. That's what you want to do when you recruit kids. And no better example than this kid. I mean, he went from nobody thinking he was a Division I player to now he's on the boards of getting drafted and playing in the next level. So constant improvement, steady, but yet constant. And he just keeps getting better and better. So a great story, a great kid, a graduate already. But just looking forward to see where he goes in his career. But we'll finish out some games with him here going forward.
Yeah, he's been dynamite for you guys. Jamie Dixon joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Coach, you, of course, 13 seasons at Pitt, and you were there for there and succeeding for some of, I think what a lot of people look back at as a real heyday for the Big East, you know, before kind of that football-led realignment chipped away at a lot of these conferences and the rivalries and things like that, and you experienced great success there. This Big 12 this season, where it feels like it's a conference that anybody can beat anybody on a given night. Yeah. Can you compare that to your experience from the Big East, and how has it prepared you guys for what you're about to experience over hopefully these next few weeks?
Well, I mean, I've been asked all year, you know, really like since last year, and it's just been remarkable. I mean, I joke that I my goal in my career is to be coaching the toughest conference in the country every year of my career, and I've pretty much done that. When the Big East was going, like you said, it was considered the strongest. The one year we had the three number one seeds, we actually won the conference that year and became a number one seed. Then I go to the ACC, we take Pitt, we take, obviously Syracuse comes with us, and Louisville and Notre Dame, and so it becomes the strongest. And then as things fall, you know, I go to the Big 12, and the last 2 years we've been the strongest conference, I mean, bar none. I mean, just when you go top to bottom, you look at it. Round robin makes it harder. There's no question. So you don't get the benefit of maybe playing some team once and some of the lower teams twice. And so it's really a remarkable conference. And I don't know that I knew it going into it, but with the round robin, with every team seeming to have gotten better, made an even bigger commitment, this conference has become the toughest top to bottom. Maybe we don't have, you know, one, two, or three seeds is maybe more of some of the teams with more teams, but as far as our bottom teams, our bottom four, way better than any conference I've ever been in.
Yeah, it's crazy. It really is a crazy, crazy regular season and a great group of 10 teams. TCU head coach Jamie Dixon joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Coach, TCU and the Big 12 obviously known for great football as well as great basketball. And this, I want to ask you about the success of the football program alongside the success of your program. What would a deep run into the tournament mean for athletics overall at TCU? And can you speak to sort of the kind of the symbiotic nature when the two programs are successful, the ability to feed off of each other like that?
Well, it's hard to be good in both. I mean, we had a little run there with football under Coach Wonsad was good had some nice runs, 10-win seasons, but it's hard to do. And it's even once you look at it, you realize how few schools are really that good. But obviously, what Gary's done here and TCU football really gave me hope that we could get it going here. I mean, I always say that Coach Osnigo, our baseball coach, and Gary, you know, they gave me the courage, I mean, and the belief that we could win here in basketball, even though it hadn't been done. And there's no question. Our athletics, and our chancellor says it. He said our athletics and our move to the Big 12 has certainly really shown our school off, and it's something that's done unbelievable things for our students, our applications, our rankings. We're a unique school because we're a smaller private school, 8,000 students, yet we play at the highest level athletically. So we really are a place that kids are really looking at and maybe didn't look at it before we got into the Big 12 and competed at the highest level.
And with you being an alum, with TCU being your alma mater, for you personally, and I know you don't have the program where ultimately you want it to be, but clearly the trajectory is moving in the direction that you want it to. For you personally, how has this been these first couple seasons?
I think it's been great. I mean, it's been fun, and it's something I don't know that I really thought it was going to happen or ever believed it could happen. Once we were in the Power Five and being a Big East team, ACC team, and TCU was moving from conference to conference, nine of them over, I think, a 27-year period or something. You know, it didn't seem like it was a place for a good landing spot for me. But things got closer, and like I said, our chancellor Boschini, the commitment. I mean, it's amazing what the school's become, and it was a great school before. But I mean, it's no question what the level of rankings academically, the applications, the number of people, the interest in the school is grown dramatically. And I just hope we can have a part of that and watching it grow. So there is certainly more to it being at my alma mater, and they gave me a chance and as a player, and then they took a chance and gave me this opportunity as a coach. So I owe a lot to the school.
So far, so good. No doubt about that. I want to ask you about this first round coming up here in the tournament. But full disclosure, I have a son who's a sophomore at TCU right now. So, if you're looking for feedback, I was texting him that you were coming on the show. He said, "We love Coach Dixon." He said, "You're always out there involved in the campus, kids coming up, talking to you, and things like that." And I would imagine that's probably something that's sort of, as someone who loves the school and goes there, is probably, that's ingrained in you, right?
Yeah, no, I think his school is because of the size, and we're a school that's it's about relationships. I think you're looking for the personal experience. We don't have online courses. I mean, it's kind of how school, I guess, universities used to be, and that's who we are, and what we want to be, and that's great. And it sounds like your son loves it, so everybody seems to love the school, and I guess to be a part of the momentum is great. And we're I love being on campuses, and there probably is something special that it's my camp, but the campus is so different than when I went here. It's I find myself trying to figure out where I'm going.
You and I are about the same age, and it's the same thing in my alma mater too, Coach. I know. I don't know my way around anymore. It looks totally different. Hey, before I let you go, and we're joined by Jamie Dixon, head coach at TCU, sixth seed in the Midwest, but you have a unique situation here in that you don't know who you're going to play in your first round game because you're going to face the winner of ASU and Syracuse. How do you attack that situation?
It's a new one to me. I mean, I kind of compare it to being in, Big East tournament or ACC tournament. We always had a bye, you kind of prepare for both for a couple days. One day, we'll look at Syracuse, and then the next day we'll look at getting ready for, just kind of switching around. But it is different for me. I don't know. We'll do Syracuse first day, Arizona State second day, and then work on our stuff too. But it's different. We'll have 2 days, a day to prepare once we know who wins. So it's kind of like a tournament, Big 12 or ACC or Big East when you have a bye. That's kind of how I'm looking at it.
That's a good way to look at it. Jamie Dixon is the head coach of the TCU Horned Frogs, a sixth seed in the many are saying is the toughest region out of the four, the Midwest. Coach, really, really appreciate you making time. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Best of luck for a deep run in the tournament.
That's the plan. We look forward to it. I look forward to seeing your son around here. Tell him to stop by.
I will. I'll do that, Coach. I appreciate that. Have a great
What's
night.
His name?
His name's James.
All
James
right.
Pendergast.
I got it. I'll look out for him.
All right. So, sounds good. Thanks. I'll tell them to come up and say hi next time you're on campus. All right. Sounds good.
All right.
Coach Dixon. Appreciate it. There it is. Jamie Dixon joining me here on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.